Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited for our show today. And of course, as I always am, because I bring you the brighter side of life. And with that saying that, we've got all these events that I've been talking about, and we've got tickets for you to get out there. And if you don't win here, we'll let you know how you can get out there. They are incredible with incredible guests. And again, I'm so grateful that you have chosen to wake up with us, start your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, that's really what we talk about, the brighter side of life, always trying to and helping you to uplift your life. And of course, saying that, I do want to remind you to follow us all the way through social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those places. I will be inspiring you every single day. And also, I always love to tell you that if you miss any part of our show, you can always download our podcast. And that is on every platform that you can think of. We are there. And that is The Kim Pagano Show. Also, I do want to remind you that you can be streaming this at kvta.com. Another way, even if you're listening on the radio, we know that your time is valuable and we appreciate you. I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is perfect. You are never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. And that really is really what my next guest, my first guest, is all about, Mary Catherine McBride. We are longtime friends. This lady is on fire. She is the co-festival chair of Wild Oaks Country Music Festival. That is happening June 3rd, Saturday, from noon to 7 at Caneo Creek Park, south in Thousand Oaks, right off of Sands Road. I'm telling you, this is going to be one that you want to make sure you've got on your calendar. And we're going to have Mary Catherine talk to us a little bit about it and tell you all the amazing reasons why you want to be there. So, Mary Catherine, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's always so great to be with you. And what a wonderful lead-up and introduction. The Wild Oaks Country Music Festival is really going to blow the top off everybody, and they're not going to want to miss it. You know, it's been a couple of years since country music was up here in our part of the county, and we're back, and it's just bigger and better than ever. Some of the talent we have, Craig Morgan. Craig Morgan is a grand old Opry guy. He's an honorary member there, and he's had some of the best top country hits you have ever heard. Bonfire, Almost, Redneck Yacht Club. Everybody sings along with that. And International Harvester, that's what I love about Sunday. I mean, I could go on and on, and you're just going to want to sing along with them and dance. We have line dancing, of course. Then we have also American Idol winner Chase Beckham. He just won the 2019 season, and he's coming with his people and going to sing 23, Keep Me Up at Night, Tell Me Twice. He's so cute. He's a real firecracker now, and he's wonderful. Cam is beautiful. Burning House, Till There's Nothing Left, a lot of good songs there, too. And we have the locals, Justin Hunsinger. I think a lot of people know him. He's got a good following here.
Absolutely.
Chris Johnson and the Hollywood Hillbillies. Love, Chris. And we just added Teddy Robb. People will remember Teddy Robb a few years ago, just before COVID hit. He then moved to Nashville, and he's coming back. He's been doing some recordings, and he's going to come here and sing some of his new songs for us that are just hitting the airwaves. We have DJs, Paul Sweet Flannery, Sweet T is now he's named by, Josh Kelly, who's a great country DJ. And there's also, besides listening to the music, there's an awful lot of things to do. International Hot Sauce Tasting, my gosh. Old Bony Mountain Foundation for Kids has Old Boney Mountain Hot Sauce, and they are doing a tasting there, which you can also buy the hot sauces too. So we're doing a
people's choice. And it's really good. I've tried it before a lot of times.
That's right. You've been to our tastings before.
That's right.
You have to judge them next time, Kimmy. But people can judge, and it's a people's choice. And so they have that going up. There's a great kids zone with a whole bunch of bounties and face painting. YMCA is going to be running that, and they always do a great job for the kids. Of course, we have line dancing. Jody Moff is there, and she'll be line dancing lessons. But, you know, the overall purpose of Wild Oak Country Music Festival is for charity. It's the Westlake Rotary Club fundraiser. And we're paying particular attention this year to our military veterans. And
who are
just our heroes, and we have so many wonderful heroes here in our community. We're having some booths there will be Canines for Warriors, and we're trying to keep that in everybody's mind. That helps the veterans who suffer from PTSD and pair them with service dogs. So they'll be there, and we'll have some vets there. By the way, Craig Morgan is very huge on supporting our military. And,
that's beautiful.
So he'll be there. He'll be there. Doing
that's
some
the one thing I'm really passionate about. So many people here, they go and protect us, you know, and then they come back and they don't really have the support. So I love that. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And we're giving a lot of other local nonprofits the opportunity to showcase and to inform and educate people about their programs and what they're offering back to the community. So there's an awful lot of other things to do there and to learn and to enjoy and experience. It's going to be an incredible afternoon.
It's like a community. You've put together a community day of you know, fun and at the same time of going to these great proceeds that will help in so many areas.
Thank you. That's exactly right. You know, ticket sales pay for the bills, and then thereafter, the monies that we raise, all 100% of the net profits goes back into the community and for all those other services that we're not always showcasing, but beyond that. You know, the Rotary Club of Westlake Village has their tentacles in helping everyone around the world, too, not only locally. We're very big on environmental sustainability. There's an awful lot of work to do there. So we're trying, and this is how we can impact the world and make it a better place.
Yeah, you know,
things like this.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are before this and what you've done? Because you are a big deal. I know you don't really talk about that a lot, but
no.
But yes, I would love to share that with everyone.
Oh my goodness. Well, I come from an entertainment background, and we're both old enough to remember that I was producer of the TV hit show Knots Landing.
One of my favorites.
Thank you. Mine too. And I segue from film and television production into live corporate events. And what I can bring to the table, I like to think I'm paying it forward, Kim. I had many wonderful opportunities in my professional career. And as an event corporate producer, I can bring my producer skills and marketing and things like that to the table to help raise money and awareness. So I do a lot of other events around the world, international film commission, film festivals, and done just about everything here in the community, from carnivals to rodeos to beer tasting, Oktoberfest. And so I'm used to working in this community and really helping move things forward for my charity.
Yeah, and Mary Catherine, you do a class act. I mean, I'm telling you, when you want, everybody wants you on their team. So,
that's so sweet.
Thank you. I love that. No, it's the truth. I really love that about you. And you are, I mean, when you want something done, give it to the busiest person. That would be Mary Catherine.
Well, and that's you too. You know what it's like too.
Thank you.
Feather. Yeah, which is why we get along so well. And we really, you do an awful lot too, my darling. Right back at you.
This is a great form you have.
And I love that you can give some of our tickets away, by the way.
I know. In fact, let's just do that right now. Let's open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008. And seriously, this is an event that you do not want to miss. First of all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back to you. Or you can text us, and just put Wild Oaks in your that you want tickets. We want you to be out there. We want this to be a sellout. And talking about sellouts, talk to us about VIP.
Oh, VIP, yes. Very special area. And they're also available online. And they're $225 for a VIP ticket. But that includes, you know, your shaded area, a great view of the stage, private bar and mixologist. We have Oak and Iron is bringing their cocktail cart.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to have a whiskey tasting. And there's food, opportunities to meet and greet to the talent, and just a whole different arena where you'll have some privacy and shade and private restrooms and all the bells and whistles that go along with being a VIP. So I encourage everybody to see that. It's an interesting, it'll be a wonderful experience, as well as they'll be able to, of course, join all the fun with shopping in the vendor village, and there's other food trucks there and all the other things to do around the site that day. But they'll have their own special section with some very special things just for them.
I love it. And just regular admission, talk to us about that, because that's, you know what, I mean, that's a great giveaway right there. So talk to us about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're happy to provide that, too, and to get the word out, get some people to come in. The early bird prices right now are $55. That's for the end of this month. Then it goes up to $65 for the next couple of weeks in May. And then if you don't get your tickets beforehand, it'll be $75 at the gate. So I encourage everybody. That was a great deal. $55 is a great deal for a full day. The hours are 12
deal.
To 7. Parking is free. We can offer that free to everyone. And so I think now is the time to get a good price, get the day booked with your family, your friends, bring your posse with you, and come on over.
I love it. Mary Catherine, now what about vendors? We didn't really talk about vendors, but what a perfect way to see some of our, you know, community get out there. And is there still vendor spots open, or
sorry to interrupt. Yes, we do have vendor spaces available. Yes, they're going fast, but they are $250 for a spot for 10 by 10. And I think it's a great price. You'll be able to make some money. And I'm not overloading the vendors, so everybody has a good chance to capture some audience there and to get some good sales. So we'll have maybe 40 or 50 vendors, but there's still spaces available.
Good. I know I've shared a couple that are going to be joining. And let me tell you, if you have a business that you want to get in front of people, this is the place to do it. And not only that, you're in front of them to be able to talk to them. And really, so it really doesn't matter what your business is. What you are is you'll be able to really get front row of talking to people. I love that.
It's a great exposure, Mary Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you, so how do our listeners get their tickets?
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
WildOaksCMF.com. CMF is Country Music Festival. WildOaksCMF.com. All the tickets are up there, all the information, all the pictures and bells and whistles of what's going on there. It's a wonderful opening video to really capture the mood of the day. And there's also sponsorships available. Whether you can be a regular, there's all kinds of sponsor levels that's also noted on there on the website.
Okay.
And you can have get as easy as getting a banner sponsor. Put the name of your company up there. It's a $500 buy-in. We'll broadcast your name, have that up on the fencing there and around the site so people can see the name of your company. It's a great branding opportunity. We'll also put your logo and link on our website. So we really run the gamut for whatever price range anybody wants to get involved in, and maybe smaller businesses, larger businesses. There's something for everybody to the sponsorship, exposure, branding opportunities. It's a wonderful way to reach an audience and to touch your customer base.
Love it. And again, can you explain where it's at so that everybody can, in their mind, really know, you know, where they're going?
It's the Conejo Creek Park South at the 23 Freeway, the Jans exit in Thousand Oaks.
There you go.
Freeway at Jans Road.
I love it. Mary Catherine, I can't wait to be there and be a part of this. Thank you for, you know, letting me be a part of it and share it. And I love what you do. And of course, for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is in our newsletter. This is on our social. You definitely want to get there. Wild Oaks Country Music Festival, Saturday, June 3rd, noon to 7. If you are wanting to be a vendor, please reach out now because there's not a lot left, and we want you to be a part of it. And if you want to be there, call in right now so you can get your name on the list because we only have a few tickets left because we've been giving them out. So again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Mary Catherine, did we leave anything out that we want to share?
I can talk on and on and on about Wild Oak. I thank you, Kim. It's wonderful to get the word out. Thank you for sharing our passion and helping to make our world a better place.
I love what you do. Thank you so much. And thank you for your team, too, because it does take a team. And that's what really life is all about. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. We'll see you on June 3rd.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. And you're going to come back. So we're going to be sharing this a little bit more. But I appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, if you would like to go to this amazing event, Wild Oaks Country Music Festival, please call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You can call, you can text, just get your name in, and we'll be right back.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival, June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Pre-registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org. or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here and waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. My next guest, I am so excited because I love to travel. And of course, Sarah Oberman is the owner of True North Guest. It's located right here in Camarillo. And if you're booking a commercial flight for your next vacation or your business trip, and your anxiety is a little crazy right now because of the airline industry, consider a private jet. Travel that caters to all your traveling needs. And also, she has VIP services that never leaves you hanging. I love this. Her headquarters are in Camarillo. The newly opened True North Jet serves clients and travels. They actually travel United States to Europe, Mexico, Bahamas, and beyond. How cool is that in our own neighborhood? I am so excited. And, of course, Sarah Oberman was she actually graduated from Rio Mesa High School, so she's local. And we're going to talk a little bit about how she did that and how you can travel with her. Sarah, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
You're so welcome. This is so exciting because it's in our backyard, you know, and I love that. And it's kind of like you're like one of us, and you can take us around the world. How fun is that?
It is so much fun, and I get to do it right here and take you anywhere you want to go.
Okay, how do I sign up, right? First of all, let's do that. Let's give out your website.
Yes. My website is TrueNorthJets.com, spelled TrueNorthJets.com.
Okay, I love it. And give out your phone number right now, too, so that people can be writing. And if you're, and let me just tell for our listeners that are driving, don't pull over, don't do that. Just make sure that you're getting my newsletter that goes out every single Friday. She will be in there, all her information, so you'll be able to do that. Also on our website, also on our podcast. Let me just tell you, you will be able to find her. So don't drive and text. right. So
yes, we want to keep everybody safe today.
That's right, exactly. Now, if you're flying, I'd say sit back, do whatever you want to do. That's the wonderful thing about flying. But let's give out your phone number.
Yes, yes. If you are flying, you can call or text me directly at 310-862-JETS, J-E-T-S.
I love it. So let me ask you, first of all, I'm so excited to meet you and to have you on. And so, Sarah, how did you get started? Where did this all, how did you get involved in aviation to start off with?
Yeah, Kim, excuse me, that's a great question. Well, I was actually fortunate enough to be born and raised into an aviation family.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's very fortunate. My dad was a pilot from a very young age and then started an aviation company with my mom, and they were in business for almost 5 decades before retiring. And so when, you know, my friends took, RV camping trips, I took trips in our small airplane. So that's how I got exposed at a young age.
I love that. And so what made you decide to open your own business in jet charter?
Yeah. Well, I decided to open True North Jets as a result of seeing what it's like owning your own business through growing up, watching my parents work hard and be successful in their aviation business. I actually worked for them for many years before going out on my own. But when they were getting close to retiring, I was like, you know, it's time for me to go out and, you know, continue the family tradition of having my own business and keeping it in the field of aviation, which I'm very passionate about. And so that's what led me to launch True North Jets.
I love that. I love it. Okay, so talk to us about, first of all, how many people can go in your, I guess, your charter?
That's
your
a good
aircraft.
Question. Yeah,
I know, right?
Good...
I mean, is it, how big is it?
Yeah, well, for example, I had a client leave today on a light jet, and there were 4 passengers. But some of the larger airplanes seat 8, 12, maybe even 16 passengers. It just depends on where you're going and how many people are with you. There are also like VIP configured airliners as well for a large party.
Wow. Okay. And so is it like kind of like going away for a weekend? I mean, obviously, if you're going to Europe, you're in a bigger plane, correct?
Yes, correct. A larger aircraft
that
can actually depart right here from Camarillo and go direct to Europe.
Wow. I love that. And are you personally flying or do you have different pilots?
I do not personally fly. No, I'm not a pilot, but at True North Jets here as a charter broker, what I do is I pair my clients who are the passengers with the aircraft, and the aircraft come with pilots.
Wow. So that's totally cool. Okay, so let me ask you, I mean, first of all, the convenience of, coming right to Camarillo to fly, how does that, can you walk us through what that would look like?
Absolutely. So say your flight is at 9 o'clock in the morning and you live here in Camarillo, you're probably going to leave your house at 8:45 and drive over to Camarillo.
Okay.
And you'll drive right out to the ramp where the airplane is, and people will help you put your luggage on board, and you'll just walk right on. That's it, right there. So it's absolutely stress-free and super convenient, and door-to-door travel time is cut significantly by flying private.
Oh, really? Okay. And what about, like, the cost of something like that? Because you think of private, as opposed to going, Southwest, I don't know, how does that work?
Yeah, the cost is definitely a lot more than flying with an airline. You're essentially paying for that convenience and the ability
which
to
is
have
amazing.
Yeah, it is. And then you'll have the airplane and the crew that are basically available for you. The flight is
customized. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that should just be it. It's all about you. I mean, if you're, it's funny because I hear all these people that, are flying and they end up with COVID again. And even though COVID's supposed to be gone,
right?
would be the best. It's all about you. You know the people that are flying with you. And what a great thing. So let me ask you, why do the people that you've already worked with, why do they use
True North business travelers for private jets. Tell me, like, your thoughts on that and what you've heard.
Yeah, yeah. My clients, they fly with me because I'm good at what I do, and I find them the best aircraft for the best pricing, and I take really good care of them throughout their travel, you know, needs. I make sure I keep track of all the details and handle everything, and then they know that I'm not gonna miss anything, and they know that with True North Jets that they're going to be in great hands.
So it's like one and done. One phone call and, you know, and Sarah's got you handled, right?
Absolutely.
How perfect is that? I love that. So let me ask you, what's your five-year plan? Like, tell me, like, what's your thoughts? And obviously, this is, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business now for just over a year. So
congratulations.
It's still new. And thank you. And, you know, launching True North Jets has been a complete dream. It's been wonderful, and I've been loving every minute of it. And I look forward to the future. In 5 years, to answer your question, I mean, I look to double and maybe triple my business. I want to grow my client base and increase the number of flights that I'm doing and the hours that my clients are flying.
Wow, I love it. And let me ask you, I mean, this is like kind of almost like, I mean, obviously for you, it's like a dream come true, but you were already in that business with your family. So, you know, for us looking in, you're like, oh my God, you have all these airplanes and you just, you know, take people all over the world. Where is the furthest place that somebody can travel with you?
Well, the furthest place is wherever they want to go. I mean, really.
So there is no...
There is no limit. No. I mean, I have a client that was looking at going to Istanbul, and that's definitely something that I can handle. I've got a client who's coming home from Cabo today. So really, and another one who left this morning for the Caribbean. So, you know, wherever somebody wants to go, they can get there by flying private with True North Jets.
I love that. And where do you fly? Are you one of those? Have you been everywhere because this is in your back pocket?
I have been a lot of places. Growing up with my family, I was very fortunate to travel the country and North America in a small airplane. And then being in the jet business, every once in a while, I get to ride on an empty leg. So I get to know exactly, you know, the different types of aircraft that my clients are flying and, you know, the differences between all the different types. So I do get to travel and I love it.
Wow. And so let me ask you, so our listeners can know this, is there an upfront fee or deposit required to fly a private to fly privately?
Sure, Kim. That's a really good question, actually. At True North Jets, there is no upfront cost. Other, you know, jet card programs and big companies will require large amounts of deposits and so forth to do business with them. But no, at True North Jets, you just call me, and if you want to, you know, find out what pricing is like to go to New York City for a week or wherever it is that you want to go, it doesn't cost you anything until you take the trip.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so easy. Okay, and so how? It's like you have a for the minute and you just go, you know what, I want to go to Cabo this week. How easy is it to get a flight like that?
It's pretty easy. You know, if you just give me a call and give me a couple of days with an international flight, they need a little bit of time for paperwork. But if you want to go anywhere domestically, same day stuff does happen. It is available.
Wow. I love this. This is so exciting. I'm so excited to really share this with my listeners because to me, it's like opens up a whole nother door, you know, and the fact that for our listeners, you know, you're right here. You're right here. So where exactly are you so that people can get acquainted with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I live in Camarillo. I was born and raised here and I live here now. And my clients fly from anywhere to anywhere, for that matter. So I have a number of clients that live right here in Ventura County, but then I have others that reside in other states, and I take them all over the world. So I'm local, but then I'm also global.
There you go. And what are your parents doing? Now, they're retired. Obviously, they must be like kudos to you and, you know, that you went in their footsteps, correct?
Yes. So yes, absolutely. Yep, they're retired, and they're my consultants. I go to them for advice at times, and they're really wonderful and helpful and supportive of me. I'm very fortunate.
I'm sure they are. And how cool is that? I mean, that's same with our, you know, with our children. We want to be there to help them win. So let me ask you, first of all, how many people do you have that fly for you? Or is that just like, sky's the limit? And no pun intended right there, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, at True North Jets, I'm constantly looking for aircraft that are, you know, in the best position and the best pricing for my clients. So I work with a lot of different operators. So dozens of different operators all over the country and the world to fulfill my clients' needs. I do, of course, have a handful that are, you know, close by and I work with on the regular. But in terms of how many people I work with and how many airplanes, it's a lot.
Right. So, wow. And your brother actually flies too, right?
Yep, he flies for a major airline, and he also used to fly at the family business, and so now we get to fly for fun together in our off time.
I love that. Well, again, first of all, I want to thank you so much for sharing your passion, and of course, gosh, for anybody that is, which we all fly. I mean, everybody can use this and have the comforts of being in their own private jet. How cool is that? So again, I'm definitely going to put you in our newsletter so we can share you with everyone. So, but how do our listeners find you? If you can give out your website one more time and the phone number.
Yes, absolutely. True North Jets. So you can find us at truenorthjets.com. True is spelled T-R-U with no E. So truenorthjets.com, and you can reach me directly at 310-862-JETS.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And is there any one last thing that you want to share with our listeners that, you know, that is different about flying with you as opposed to another airline?
Well, you're going to feel it in my passion. It's something that I absolutely love to do. So I look forward to hopefully working for some of your listeners, and then they can see, you know, what I do, and I can expose them to flying private, or perhaps give them a better experience flying private than they've had previously.
I love it, and you could totally hear your passion. You're passionate like I am, and I love working with passionate people because it's our dream come true. And really,
yes,
we just want to serve others to share what we've learned and how we can help them. So I love that. Thank you again for being a guest. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast and definitely get our newsletter. And again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we were just talking with Sarah Oberman, True North Jets. Take your next trip with her. It's local and it's private. How cool. I mean, that's the ultimate right there. I can't wait to use you.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Kim. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right. Take care. All right. For our listeners that are just waking up and starting your day, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we will be talking with Sidney Ross Singer. He's the lead author of Dress to Kill. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this: having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And if you are wanting to get tickets to the event that we were talking about this morning, we would love to have you there. And of course, that is the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival happening Saturday, June 3rd. Call in right now or text us at 419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to get some tickets out to you. Also, follow us on our social and be inspired every single day. With that, I'm really excited to bring my next guest on, Sydney Ross Singer, author of Dress to Kill, Two Things Define You, Your Patience When You Have Nothing and Your Attitude When You Have Everything. And of course, we're going to be talking really about the link between breast cancer and bras, something that a lot of us never knew. Sydney, welcome and thank you so much for being there.
Well, it's nice to be back with you.
We have talked. I think it was like a couple years ago now, right?
Yeah, and there's been a lot that's happened since. You know, more and more studies are confirming the bra and breast cancer link. And we've been doing our ongoing international bra-free study, which has been amazing. The results of the bras cause more than breast cancer, but they're a leading cause of breast cancer. Much higher in significance than like family history. And it's due to constriction. They're too tight. Anything that you wear that leaves marks in your skin is too tight, and it's cutting off circulation, and especially of the lymphatic system, but also the blood supply in the breast. And it's just not a good thing, especially 24/7 bra users.
Yeah. And in fact, it's funny, Sydney. And I think it was obviously definitely pre-COVID that we talked before. But let me ask you this. We were walking with a couple of ladies, and they were like, oh, I can't wait to get my bra off and put my pajamas on. And I was like, you know, you shouldn't be wearing anything that has wire under it. That's one of the things, the biggest thing, isn't it?
Well, the wire just makes it particularly tight, you know, and you could see along the wire the welts in the skin. And women have gotten breast cancer right along where that wire presses. Anything that's compressing, but any type bra, with or without a wire, is going to be too tight.
Oh, so like sports bras that are too tight.
Oh, they're too tight. Yes, sports bras, women think that's a good alternative, but it isn't. It just smashes your tissue and it doesn't allow circulation. You have to circulate or you deteriorate. The body needs circulation. No tight clothing is good for you. Tight jeans, because there's tight jean syndrome, which is nerve damage down the legs from wearing tight jeans. I mean, anything tight neckties can cause congestion in the brain from impairing the flow of blood down from the brain. I mean, these have been shown in research. Anything tight is not good for you. And bras are the tightest thing anybody wears, of women wear, and it's the site for the most cancer. And that's because the immune system can't work when the tissue is compressed and constricted. So if you develop cancer cells in your breath, in your body, anywhere, and they develop all the time, your body naturally fights it with the immune system. But if you're wearing tight clothing, it can't get to there properly. It's like cutting off that part of your body. And when we get toxins in our food, air, and medications that we take, water that we drink. We have so many chemical pollutants we take in. Our body normally can get rid of it, you know, through the liver and kidneys. We have ways of metabolizing these and healing from them. But if you constrict part of your body, like the breath, those toxic chemicals get stuck in that tissue and it can't get flushed out. And wow. it stays there longer. So it's a complex problem. And the biggest part of the problem is that the people who are dealing with breast cancer professionally, like the American Cancer Society, Susan G. Komen, which are your sponsors, I saw, they're right. still denying this. They're still saying to women, continue to wear your bra. There's no good science about this, and it doesn't even make sense.
Right.
And that's really a problem, because after 30 years of their saying this, my book came out originally in 95. And
right.
it's been updated.
Right. Talk to us about who you are and your background so our listeners can know where this is all coming from.
Okay. I am a medical anthropologist, and I have graduate training from Duke in biochemistry and in anthropology. I have medical school training at University of Texas at Galveston and medical humanities. So I've been 3 PhD programs in a medical school, and I am a pioneer of applied medical anthropology, because all of medicine is very limited in how it approaches health. It's based on selling drugs. The drug industry controls the entire narrative and how you approach things. So if there are lifestyle causes of disease, which is what I study as a medical anthropologist, I look at how our lifestyle causes disease. And these are things that aren't being researched because there's no money in it. You know, they want to sell you products. That's what
right.
this country is about. That's what medicine's about. But if you come up with products that are being sold that are bad for you, and someone tries to point it out, it ends up the industry gets really upset. They do their own studies to show their product is okay, and they influence the government by giving them money and by, you know, connection between the drug industry and, like, the FDA. It's a revolving door thing. So the industry controls it, and if you're coming up with bras and breast cancer, it's a huge embarrassment to these major authorities. And every research study they did that ignored bras, which is the obvious impact on the breast. There's studies all over the place that say how, especially tight bras. I mean, tight is always bad. And yet they ignore that in their breast cancer. But they're not anymore in, like, countries like Iran and in China and in Korea and Japan and, you know, Hong Kong. They get it. They've been doing studies around the world, Brazil, in Kenya, in Africa. They are finding bras causing breast cancer all over. And that's why you find looser bras now. And women, you know, the bra industry, underwires are, like, gone. And free the nipple movement is happening. It's all because there's a societal, a realization. Women want to be comfortable. You mentioned the pandemic.
Right.
They were able to go without their bras at home. And that
right.
made them experiment. And they suddenly realized, oh, my God. And you know what the first thing women tell me when they get rid of their bra? They can breathe easier. In our study, our bra-free study, we have women from, like, 38 countries. That are participating, and it's free to join. It's online at brafreestudy.org. And it's what you do is you just take off your bra and you let us know what reactions you feel physically and culturally, you know, all of that. And it's amazing what women,
so
and there are other studies. Yeah.
What happens if you have large breasts? Okay. What do you do then? You know,
you don't need a bra. I mean, that's a modern day garment. It's not, breasts have been large forever. In fact, women in cultures where they don't wear bras have very low breast cancer cases, and bra-free breasts are healthy and firm. The bra makes them droopy and heavy with fluid because the lymphatics are blocked. You know, the fluid from the breasts have to drain to the armpit lymph nodes. And when you have a bra, the compression of the band of the bra, just imagine when you take it off, when a woman takes off a bra, if she's still wearing one, she'll see the red marks around her body. Well, those are pressure marks that prevent fluid from going from the breast to the lymph nodes in the armpit, and the fluid backs up, and that causes pain. Breasts should not have any pain regardless of their size. The body knows how to have breasts of all sizes. And
right.
if you have breast pain, number one culprit is bra. And if you get rid of your bra, pain goes away, cysts go away because the cyst is backed up lymph fluid that can't get out and becomes cysts. It collects, and it becomes fibrous over time with scar tissue. That's fibrocystic breast disease. And then it makes the breast droopy because the internal suspensory ligaments that hold up the breast, they get weak from not being used because of the artificial support from the bra. So they end up getting droopier. And when women get rid of the bra, they tone and lift. And
right.
their menstrual cycles normalize, believe it or not. The compression around the chest, I mean, this is amazing. And there are studies that show this. Compression of a garment, like a girdle or a bra, actually interferes with body temperature, with digestion. It slows digestion, and it slows menstruation significantly. In other words, the average period for a woman with a bra, in this study they did, was like 47 days with this tight bra versus no bra, and it was 32 days. In the same women, it changed. Then they went back to the tight bra, and it went up to 47 days again. So bras change, they're affecting your body in so tight garments. Are not a good thing.
Sydney, how did you get into this, to really investigating bras? Other things that you do too?
The first thing I did when I quit medicine, realizing how cruel it was to animals and people and just pushing drugs, my wife and I were doing some field work in Fiji on another subject, and then she developed a lump in her breast, and she was pregnant at the time. We were, freaking out what could have caused this. I mean, she was a healthy vegetarian, living perfect lifestyle type profile. Why would she have that? Well, she was wearing a bra. And interestingly, like a week before we discovered this, we were on a remote island in Fiji, and she put out, she cleaned her bras and put it out on the line. And a girl on this island who never saw bras was like asking her questions about it, was curious. And she asked, isn't it tight? And my wife said, yeah, I suppose it is tight, but you get used to it. And then we discovered this lump, went home to the States in a panic. And we're wondering what's going on. She took her clothes off to take a shower after this long flight. We're looking at her breasts, wondering what's going on, looking for clues. And we see these red marks from the bra. And I suddenly, I've seen them before. But now that I'm looking for problems, instead of thinking, oh, that's a normal thing, instead, it's like, wow, that's constriction. That's going to affect the body. And I suddenly developed this theory on the lymphatics. And then you think, okay, if that was known, they should be in the literature. You should be able to find it. Why aren't they talking about that? And interestingly, they did know about this. In the 1930s through the 50s, they knew bras caused breast cancer. There are patents about bras that are better because they won't cause cancer. They knew it because the flappers back in the day of the 20s and 30s were compressing their breasts with like binders, just about, chest binders, which a lot of trans women do. Trans men, women who become men, they bind their breasts, and they're developing a lot of chest problems, breast problems as a result of the compression, including cancer. That was known back then. And then the bras became the lift the bra, like the cross your heart lifting, forget which one, that Playtex cross your heart bra, whatever, it lifts. Well, the reason they were saying it lifts was because that was a reaction to the compression injuries caused by these binder type bras of the 30s when women wanted to conceal their breasts. So now it was suddenly lifting. And then doctors said, well, maybe this will work, because no one wanted to just say to women, stop wearing bras in a culture where the fashions were that. And if a doctor, now this is the problem with the American Cancer Society, if they come out and agree with me, and I had private conversations with them, and they told me the bar on this is they're going to need hundreds and thousands. You know how many studies they needed for lung cigarettes to be linked to lung cancer thousands.
Right.
Because they're going to get sued. They're going to get sued immediately by bra companies saying, where's the evidence? You got to prove it.
Right.
And there's other studies that say no. So it's a really interesting political problem.
Yeah. Sydney, now, what are we going to find in your book? Because I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get your book.
This is all in Dress to Kill, second edition. And we wrote it in 2018. It's on Amazon and any other bookstore. Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, second edition. And it's really important because not only will you see our original study, which was the first in the world to look just at bras and breast cancer, but you'll see all the ones that have come since and all this political reaction from the people, from the authorities, who should just simply be warning women that this is an issue that needs further research, and be warned, don't wear tight garments. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But if they did, the garment industry is going to be down their throats, so they can't give you the truth. It's just like with COVID and with the vaccines. The public is not getting the truth from authorities who are worried about industry issues, and then the people just suffer.
I love it. Sydney, is your wife okay?
She was fine. She got rid of her bra, and the lumps went away. Perfect baby. I didn't want to get mammograms. We didn't want to do any of that when you're pregnant. So we were like on our own, and we were amazed that, you know, this wasn't being talked about. But I'll tell you, 30 years later, I know why it wasn't talked about. We're challenging so much.
That's right.
But right now, people are challenging gender. They're challenging every facet of our society. And this is the time women are challenging being forced to wear bras at work, being forced to have to do things that men don't have to do for sexual reasons. And that's right. Bra is just really a fetish garment. And women are.
Sydney, I love your passion. Where do we get your book? And again, the Dress to Kill, the second edition.
Dress to Kill, Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, second edition at Amazon. You can also go to my website. I don't sell it off of my website. But if you want more information, go to brasandbreastcancer.org. And you can check out our free international bra-free study and join it at brafreestudy.org.
It's changed your life. There you go. Sydney, I love your passion. Thank you for sharing it here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast, share our show with everyone. And thank you for, you know, just getting the word out about this. So that's what it takes a village. So thank you again.
Thank you, Kim, for keeping the word out there.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. All right, we are at the end of our show and some definitely diverse, topics here, great people, and I hope that you reach out to them and learn more about it. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing and your attitude when you have everything. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Reach out to me if you need anything, business, life, I'd love to hear from all of you. Again, 805-419-0008. Get those tickets in your hand so that you can go to some of these events that we're sharing. Thanks again.